Carrie Berg is the district manager for Cook County Soil and Water Conservation District, better known as SWCD.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about Flute Reed River restoration initiatives. This is kind of interesting. You're going to try something new, but tell us what it is all about.
Yeah, our office is working with a grant through the MPCA, the Minnesota Pollution Control, and the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. It's acronym for GLRI. And our office is working on some bank stabilization projects, some sort of new age ones, less more of a green option than some hard rock repair.
Well, yeah, usually that's a rip-rap stuff. But when I was reading this, we're talking about floodplain bench out of soil, woody material, root wads, locally collected woody sod mat. What is all that?
Well,
you're gonna get dirty doing this, Carrie?
Yeah, we're doing five bank sites along the Flute Reed River. The Flute Reed River is a trout stream, and it's on the MPCA list. It's impaired for turbidity. So with this grant, our office was charged to find the most cause of the sediment on the river. So we did a study, and we found the banks. We walked up and down the stream, collected data, input it into GIS. We worked with our engineer from Duluth, and he helped us pick the worst spots. And then we worked with landowners, just willing landowners, to work on these new age bank stabilization projects.
So when does all this happen, and how does it happen?
Well, we bid out the project just a couple months ago, and we have a local contractor who's going to do all the banks. So we're really excited about that. We always like to keep it local if we can. So yeah, we got loggers working and trying to find these special root wad logs, which, you know, if a tree falls over and you don't cut it at the stump, and you could push it over and you can save the roots.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. That's a root wad. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a log with the root attached, and we then the logger cuts it at the top of it at an angle so the contractor can push it, the root wad with the end into the bank, and we just line them up all in a row.
I get it.
It's pretty, a picture is better to see than
you're doing is in effect, you're kind of sharpening one end of it and sticking it into the bank, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Root wad. I'm going to remember that the next time somebody says, what is that? Oh, that's a root wad. But anyway, you know this works.
Yeah, our soil and water engineer did a project on the Knife River in Duluth. It's called the Towood technique, this natural technique, which also creates fish habitat, so it'll improve trout stream and reduce sediment in a more natural way, and it apparently works better too. It looks more natural, there's better fishing for the landowners who live near there. And so the one they did in Knife River, they implemented just before the big flood last year. So they were a little worried because it needs a little time for the the vegetation to the roots to grow and everything to really connect. But after the flood, the bank was still in place and everything was good. So that gave us some good hope for these projects that they'll work out. But, you know, you don't know what Mother Nature's going to do. So.
Well, no. But obviously, sticking root wads and other things into the bank, I mean, I imagine if you're suffering from erosion problems, that is probably kind of a clay bank anyway, isn't it?
Yep, these are all clay banks. That was one of the details of information we took when we walked the stream, and the clay banks are the most erosive and cause the most, maybe not the most erosive, but cause the most turbidity and affect the fish the most because of the small particles, and the fish can't breathe as much if there's too much particles and it warms up the water a lot. So
Okay.
Yeah.
So when's all this going to start?
Probably the beginning of July. We're having an issue with the road restrictions are still on.
Oh, that's right. They just keep kind of dribbling them along.
When we can't be tearing up the roads in Hovland, so we're gonna work with the contractor and the timelines and work together on that.
And a project like this probably takes how long?
Well, it's going to take all summer to do. We have with the DNR trout restrictions, we can't start till July 1st. And our grant is due. It ends on September 30th. So the contractor's aware of those deadlines. We gave them an earlier deadline of August 15th, but with the late start, we're going to work with them to see what we can do. All these extra things in the project that you don't realize, you say, oh, I just need you to do this, but...
Well, you've been working also hand-in-hand with the Flute Reed River Partnership, right?
Yes, they're the ones who wrote this grant, and they were able to subcontract our office to implement these projects because we had the engineer from Duluth with experience in these projects, and it was such a big grant. I think none of us knew where to start. What's the word? We needed to study the river somehow to spend the money in the best, most effective way for the stream.
Well, good news.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll look forward to it. Maybe talk to you once you get the project underway, see how it's going.
Yeah, I'd love to. And I just want to thank all the willing landowners we're working with. They've been great, filling out permits, answering all my crazy emails. So it's just really appreciated.
Okay. Carrie Berg is the district manager for Cook County Soil and Water Conservation District. Thanks for coming in and talking about the Flute Reed River restoration.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.